The current state budget sets up a program to help secure private sector minimum wage jobs for 2,500 people who are not in the state's welfare to work program or have unemployment insurance. The measure signed yesterday makes use of federal stimulus money to expand the program to up to about 4,000 jobs around the state. Democratic Senator Spencer Coggs of Milwaukee is one of the authors of the bill. He says the economy is picking up enough so that employers are hiring for meaningful work.
Well, it's picked up enough for them to give the people who need these jobs meaning in their life, and it can be a real bridge between their current career and something they want to do later in life.
Coggs says he hopes the transitional jobs program will last about 2 years. Employers who take part would be reimbursed for at least some of the wages they pay the workers. The measure also expands the trial jobs program under W-2. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.